is Northfield Outdoors, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. From hunting to hiking, camping to cooking, mushroom hunting to motorcycling, and so much more, your hosts, Dave Vesladol and Andy Beham, will enlighten, entertain, and inform you with a lively mix of guests and discussion on all things outdoors. And now your hosts, Dave and Andy.
Welcome to another edition of Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1, the 1 and 1080 AM. Northfield Outdoors is, of course, proud to be sponsored by Professional Pride Realty. I'm Dave Vesladol, your host, along with good-looking co-host Andy Beham. Welcome, Andy.
They do say I have a face for radio, Dave.
You're a handsome devil. You're a handsome devil there. Good
stuff. So, it's a nice, crisp fall day. Fall is in the air.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah. It's
getting ready for deer hunting here coming up. I'm not done duck hunting yet.
No?
Not done pheasant hunting yet and stuff. But I did spend the evening last night looking through my L.L. Bean catalog and picking out. I think I need a new hunting vest and stuff to put with my others, but my wife was asleep, so I could sneak and
get quick. Did that?
Did the order.
Is that why we get packages for you here at the station?
Yes, exactly.
No, this is the perfect time of year. You can spend a day walking a field with your dog, go get a little pheasant hunting done. If you got stuff going on during the day, you can get up bright and early and go out and try and catch the last of the ducks migrating.
Yeah,
and of course, it's time to start getting out in our stands here in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm not done duck hunting yet, but be keying in on deer hunting right now. Of course, you and I are going to be going to the governor's governor's opener up at Hinckley.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I had to, after surgery, I had to sit out the pheasant opener and had to get all the pictures from you and Hayes having a good time. So,
well, they mentioned this was probably the best governor's pheasant opener that they'd ever had.
Stop rubbing salt in the wound, Dave. It's not nice. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping, you know, they'll put on a good program.
Yeah.
Governor Dayton's last of the openers.
Yeah, it will be.
He's definitely grown the programs through the, you know, the fishing opener's always been big in Minnesota.
Yeah, that one's gone way, way, way back.
Yeah, but the pheasant opener and the deer hunting opener are growing, and we've never been up to the deer one, but I've heard it's a good time.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, and of course looking forward to getting out on the deer stand.
Yeah.
I've had my trail cams out, and I've got, you know, three, what would I say, very respectable bucks that are kind of hanging around, and then I've got another four or five younger bucks that I've caught on there.
Now, what about the one that you've been chasing for years here, Dave?
I think he's gone. I think he's done. He was, you could tell he was on the downward. When I last saw him, he was looking pretty thin.
Yeah.
You know, real white face. Nobody got him, but I haven't seen him, and I haven't caught him on my trail cam.
Yeah.
So I think he's been replaced out there.
Well, you missed your chance, so I guess this will be the year to start focusing in on a new one.
Yep. And it's always fun when you put the trail cameras out there, all the different things you catch on there, not only the deer that I caught going in the area around by my stand, but I caught an owl flying right in front of it, turkeys walking along.
Well, people don't really notice all the nocturnal animals that you never see.
All the raccoons. Man, there's a lot of raccoons waddling on by, and they're looking pretty good. The acorn crop must be pretty good. They look pretty chunky as they waddled on by.
Or people aren't securing their trash cans.
or that.
Do you catch any coyotes on there?
I didn't this year, but boy, they've been sure talking these last few nights.
Yeah.
In fact, just last night we were listening to them.
Yeah, even from the south end of town, when I let my dog out before going to bed, I can hear them out just yipping like crazy just south of town here. So
yeah, well, this is such a busy time. You know, we'll do the governor's opener, then we'll do some deer hunting, and I'll know more and get done with that, and I'll have to be heading out to Montana to do some duck hunting and stuff. So I'll have a few stories about that.
Rough transition out of motorcycle season for
I know. I feel bad. You know, it's almost that time of year to put the motorcycles towards the back of the shed.
You're not giving up yet?
No, not giving up quite yet, but I have moved it towards the back of the shed and moved the snowmobile towards the front, getting ready.
Because I'm thinking that not only myself, but our listeners would appreciate, you know, unhook the battery, get it all the way to the back, guarantee us that one more beautiful day.
We'll have a beautiful sunny day at 70 degrees.
Yeah. No, it'll be wonderful. It's that time of year, and, you know, the Vikings played last night, unfortunately, and we don't need to talk about the game itself, but getting together with friends, we were going through the buddy's freezer that had a little bit of last year's venison left over, and he was being a little more generous in handouts yeah. than he normally would be, considering that it's almost time to start stocking that freezer up again.
Yeah, that's why, Andy, I'm kind of excited about today's show. You know, we haven't done a show on processing wild game.
No, we had the one guy on that talked about the cookbook.
A cooking
yep,
of it.
Yep.
But the whole, okay, I've gotten my deer. Am I going to cut it up myself? Do I take it someplace? What are some of the things I should be concerned about when I bring my wild game into a butcher to take care of it? So today we're going to talk to someone who's an expert on that. We're going to have the owner of Denison Meats on with
us. Yeah, Dory Gregory, the owner from Denison Meats, is going to be joining us in just a moment and definitely talk about the way I like to go. I'm a lazy man. I like to drop it off.
Yep.
Here, I gutted it. It's all your problem now.
Yep, that's what I've gotten to.
And I have friends that swear by, I mean, they butcher it all themselves, and, you know, the chops, everything down to grinding it themselves, and it's a process.
Yep. Yep. And yep, it
I
is.
Don't know. Maybe some of us are retired folk might have that time, but I know I don't.
No. I don't know where the hours go, but don't have the time.
All right. Well, I'm going to grab and Dory, get her on the phone here, and we will be right back with you.
So joining us now by phone is Dory Gregory, who is the owner of the Denison Meat Locker. Welcome, Dory.
Thanks.
Hey, Dory, Andy and I were talking earlier a little bit about, you know, deer hunting, and we have both gotten to the point in our lives where we don't necessarily process our own deer at home. So we thought it would be really nice to have a local business who processes wild game. Now, I know your business does a lot of other things besides that, but we're going to pick your brain today a little bit about that. But starting out, Dory, why don't you tell us just a little bit about the Denison Meat Locker, where you're located at, how long you've been around, and some of the services you provide.
Well, we're mainly a custom processing plant, which means you bring your animal to us, then we cut it up and package it the way you want. And if you choose, we can also make sausages like summer sausage, wieners, sticks, brats. We also make and sell retail items for people to purchase. We're located at 109 Farm Road in Denison, which is about 10 minutes east of Northfield. The building here was originally a creamery, but was converted into a meat locker in the early 60s.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the creamery there. I just always remember that there was a meat processing place in Denison. So that originally, you're saying what was a creamery that was started there?
Yes.
Oh. And then when did you take over the business?
Well, I originally bought the business with my brother in June of 2001. He worked for the previous owners and really liked the work. I was in customer service and did bookkeeping for another company at the time, and we just thought between the two of us we could make a go of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, you provide a lot of services. It's people bring in their own domestic meat, cattle and hogs, but you also have a fairly large, or I would consider fairly large, business with wild game. Is that correct?
That is correct. We also process deer, bear, elk, wild hogs, wild turkeys.
Okay, we got to get into this.
You haven't been bringing enough in, Dave.
You know, I guess not. I'm going to have to talk to my wife. I've got to expand some of my stuff like that. So are these all animals? I assume not all of them are taken in Minnesota, so people can bring in wild game from outside the state?
They can bring in game from outside the state. But when it comes from another state, then they have to make sure the head and the entire spinal column is removed because of chronic wasting disease.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is that on, so just deer, or is that elk also?
I'm not positive on elk. I haven't had any elk come from out of state. That's something the hunters would need to check with the DNR with. I'm guessing so, though.
Okay.
So the elk that you're doing are just coming from northwestern Minnesota, basically?
Yep, the only elk we've done is from Minnesota.
Okay.
Wow. And what about the wild boar? You talked about that a little bit.
A lot of people go hunting down in Texas or other states and bring back wild hogs.
And so when they do something like that, how should they take care of the animal? Okay, I'm down in Texas. I shoot a wild boar. I assume I dress it down there. What other steps do I need to do so that you've got a good quality product to work with?
Well, it really helps to gut the animal as soon as possible and start cooling down the meat. Using a cold water hose works really well, but it's kind of hard to find one when you're out in the field.
Yeah.
But you can also make sure you get any manure out of that, out of the inside, that will contaminate the meat. And if it's above 41 degrees, you can put packs of ice inside the deer cavity and around it in order to keep it cold. A lot of people quarter the animals and put them in coolers with ice to keep them cold.
Should they be taking the hide off the animal or leaving it on?
That kind of depends on the temperature. If it's warm outside, taking the hide off will help cool the meat down faster, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we get a little more spoiled in Minnesota, although, you know, deer hunting season hasn't been as cold recently as I remember, but, you know, talking with friends who go hunting down in Missouri in that area, it's a lot more work to get your meat and make sure that you're protecting it before processing it, where a lot of times here you can just grab a bunch of snow and toss it in and call it good.
Yep.
Hey, Dory, it was a few years ago, I think, where we had a real warm temperature. It was almost in the 70s and stuff. Did people have any issues with some of the deer, or did you have issues with some of the deer that people were bringing in that they'd been hanging too long in the warm weather?
Only a couple of people. I think it was the younger, newer hunters. Most everyone that year was bringing their deer in right away so we could get it into the coolers.
Now, how many deer are you guys able to handle if everyone's bringing them in right away?
We do about 200 of them each year, but we do fill up fast, so I do tell everyone you should call before dropping off your deer to make sure we have room to bring it in.
Yeah.
And when they bring a deer in, for example, I'm assuming they need to have registered it. You don't register them there, do you?
No, but the gas station right next door to us does.
They do.
And nowadays, you can register your animals online as well.
Oh, sure. And what if I want to, what type of instructions do you need from the person if they come in and simply tell you, hey, I want to mount this head? I know there's different kinds of mounts. There's shoulder mounts, or you can do a European mount, which is just the skull. What information do you need from the person?
That's something, when they bring in the deer, we cut off the head right away if they want the antlers or a European mount.
Okay.
If they want it caped, then we can cape it for them as well. I have trained employees to do that, too.
Is there an additional charge for that?
If you want it caped, then it's a $35 fee.
Okay. And do you have many people that want to do like a caped, you know, a shoulder mount like that? Or is that just maybe like one a year or something?
No, we probably have about 12 or 15 a year that we get ready for the taxidermist.
Oh, you do? Okay. The last few years, have there been some nice bucks brought into your place?
Yes. I think you were one that brought one in a while back.
I was going to say, yeah.
Did
you hurt your shoulder trying to
coming in to look at it?
I think Dave just hurt his shoulder trying to pat himself on the back.
Yeah.
There.
And he was giving me a bad time. Okay, we're going to hear about the big deer you got over in Nerstrad and stuff.
Oh, 5 years ago, I think there was one in Cannon Falls.
Yeah.
That came in. That was like a 17 point.
Yes. Yeah, I remember hearing about that one.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I've heard about out in Soden Valley, I've heard of quite a few big bucks being taken.
Hey, Dory, we're going to go ahead and take a short break here and hear from our sponsor.
Professional Pride Realty is a proud sponsor of Northfield Outdoors on 95 The One. Let the staff and realtors at Professional Pride help you make coming indoors from the outdoors a welcoming experience in the home that's right for you. The realtors at Professional Pride are local and know the Northfield market, whether it's buying your first home, upgrading from your current home, or purchasing your own slice of the outdoors. Let Professional Pride help you every step of the way. To learn more, check them out on Facebook or at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com. Keep enjoying the outdoors and let Professional Pride worry about your indoors.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking to Dory Gregory, owner of Denison Meat Locker, and you're listening to Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1, the 1 and 1080 AM. Dory, you've talked a little bit, we've been talking quite a bit about deer, and then we did touch base a little bit on elk and wild boar and stuff. But I always, in the springtime when I get my turkey, I always make sure I bring it to Denison Meat Locker. Talk a little bit about your turkey processing, your wild turkey processing, and what you offer.
I would say most of the customers like to have their turkey processed and then cured and smoked. When it's done, then it tastes like ham and turkey mixed together and it's fully cooked. I do have a couple of customers that ask us to bone out their turkey, and we make sticks or brats with the turkey meat.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because what I've always had you do, and I really like this, I get my turkey, I put it in the back of my truck, I register it, and then I walk it into you, and then you take over from there. I think that's great. You clean it, you pluck it, and I tell you, you guys do a great job smoking that. And, of course, I always have you quarter it for me also.
Well, I will have to correct you, Dave, though. It's not every year when you get your turkey. It's every year if you get your turkey.
Well, I think I'm pretty regular, aren't I, Dory? Back me up on this one.
Yep, pretty regular.
Yeah. But, again, a couple of things a person should keep in mind when they bring the turkey in. What if they want like the beard off the turkey or the tail feathers or the spurs? Do they need to tell you that ahead of time before you start working with it?
Yes. We usually try and ask if they want those items back, but sometimes we forget. So that's something that they do need to let us know.
Has that started to become kind of a bigger, I don't want to say a bigger part of your business, but where you're seeing, especially in the springtime, a lot of people turkey hunting and breeding turkeys in?
We do get a lot more wild turkeys in the spring than we do during the fall hunt. We average probably between 40 and 50 turkeys each spring.
Oh, wow. That many. Do you smoke these all at once, or is there a process that you go through? Is there, do you do like five at a time, or how does that work?
I can actually get like 50 of them in the smokehouse at a time. But, yeah, as soon as we get enough to run the smokehouse, then we fill up the smokehouse with all the wild turkeys and get them all done at once. So it could be 3 to 4 weeks before your turkey's done and ready to pick up.
Now, do you keep track of each turkey where the person's getting it back, or are they?
Yes, we guarantee you'll get your own turkey back. We have little tags that we can hook onto each turkey, and on that tag we write the customer's name on there.
Okay.
So even while they're going through the cure and the smokehouse, the customer's name follows the turkey through the whole process.
Well, I like that because, I often go turkey hunting with Hayes, and I prefer the bigger turkey that I get to the smaller turkey Hayes gets. Hayes is going to love this when he listens to that.
Some people take the smaller ones just so that the meat is more tender.
Oh, so now we know what Hayes has been doing this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if Dave's going to be able to leave the studio, his head so inflated right now.
Hey, folks, they give me a bad time, so this is my only chance.
We do it in private. He likes to do it to us in public here.
Hey, I know we've been jumping around a little bit, but let's go back to the deer. What are some of the suggestions you give to people when they bring a deer in on how their meat should be prepared as far as just making
it? Like what we're going to ask them?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Well, we ask them if they want their roast, their tenderloins. A lot of the hunters will cut the tenderloins out before it comes to us.
Okay.
The steaks, the chops, and whether or not they want any burger. Most people will grind their burger and have pork added to it. It helps hide the gamey flavor. But some people like beef added to their venison because it brings out the venison taste.
Okay. I know I usually just go straight venison with nothing added. Because I like to use that in hot dishes and stuff like that. But, yeah, I know a lot of my friends like to add a little pork or something to their burger.
I usually go straight venison, and then depending on what it is I'm making, I'll add my own ground beef or ground pork to it at times, too.
And that is a way to keep your price lower, too, if you just take straight ground. But then I usually recommend that you use that with hot dishes and things like that, something that will actually juicing up the meat a little bit.
Yep.
And what about sausage? What are your suggestions? What's your kind of favorite sausage to have made using venison?
We make a lot of different sausages.
Okay.
I like going to your freezer case.
The options, we also offer the options of no MSG or no nitrates, things like that. The disadvantage with ordering sausages from us is we don't start making any of, like, the summer sausage, ring bologna, wieners, brats, things like that until January. But I do guarantee you'll get your own meat back, and we only have a 10-pound minimum batch.
Oh.
So it could be the beginning of March before we call and say your sausages are ready. But we will call you as soon as your fresh cuts and your burger are done, which is usually within 2 weeks after your deer comes in.
Well, and that's where your people's patience pays off is,
yeah.
You know, you may have to wait a little longer, but it's guaranteed to be your own, and I can attest to the fact that you guys have great sausages. I know I've tried at least probably 5-6 different flavors. How many do you have?
There's probably at least 15 different kinds of summer sausage alone.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And then if you get into the brats, you guys have a ton of different brats. And
yeah, and there's a lot of different kinds of sticks, and you can add different kinds of cheese to everything you pick.
Do you in any of the sausages or brats, add some of the things like wild rice or anything like that?
Yeah, we can make it however you want.
Oh, okay.
I have one customer that really likes summer sausage with cranberries and wild rice added to it.
Oh, yes. I can attest to that. I love that.
And a new one that we started 2 years ago was because the customer wanted bacon cheddar brat.
Bacon cheddar.
And they're just they're just like eating cheeseburgers in a brat form.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. What about jerky?
We have chunk jerky and form jerky. Chunk jerky is made out of your steaks or your chops, so it's actual pieces of meat. That sausage actually takes 8 days altogether to make, but it's still worth the wait. And then form jerky is just made out of your burger and pressed into a long, thin strip.
You know, can people bring in, if I processed my own deer at home, can I bring in meat to venison to be ground there? Do you guys do that?
You can bring it in just to have it ground up or have sausages made out of it. You have to make sure you bring a registration tag with the meat.
Do you ever occasionally get the DNR checking the animals in there to make sure they have been registered?
I've had them walk through, but they've never actually checked.
Okay.
But I always make sure I have a site tag or a possession tag with each animal.
Okay.
And that's how we keep them all straight, too, because your site tag will stay on your deer until we get it up to the processing room. That's how we identify whose deer is whose.
Okay, and if the person wants their hide back, I would assume there's an additional charge for that. Is there?
There is. We can save the hide, but there's a $15 additional fee.
Okay.
And then the hide can be picked up at the same time you pick up your fresh cuts and your burger.
Okay. And I know, Marley's will run this big buck contest every once in a while over there. Do you do the weighing of the deer?
We do.
We do. Okay.
Now, I know you said that you guys you're able to take in about 200 deer, was it?
Yes.
Do you take reservations for people? Like if Dave doesn't get a deer until the end of the day on the last day of the season, is he just out of luck or?
what are you inferring?
It doesn't usually take that long to get his deer.
Well, I assume
if the weather is cooperative, we might be full one day, and then if you can hang it in the tree or keep it cold somehow, maybe a couple of days later, I would have room in the cooler to put it.
Okay, so it's just kind of first come, first serve, so check in with you guys to make sure that there's room?
Correct.
Okay.
That's got to be a busy time of the year for you, I would assume.
It is.
And do you get, you know, what's kind of the strangest animal that somebody has brought in? Is it the hogs, the elk, or have you done any antelope or anything like that?
We have done antelope.
Oh, you have? Okay.
And we've actually done alpaca.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay.
I have had people go pheasant hunting, and they bring in their trim, and we make sausages from that, too.
Oh.
This would be something to do with it, because I usually end up kind of breasting it out and
see
if I can make a little bit of something in the crock pot otherwise.
Well, I always struggle sometimes to do with geese, what to do with them.
I'm not a fan of wild goose. I just want jerky.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and we can smoke the goose breast, too. That's very good.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And you could use that in a
like
soup.
Smoking a wild turkey. Or you can have brats and stuff made out of the goose meat.
Well, Dory, the wild turkey that you did for me last year, I still had one of the quarters left that was smoked, and just a week or so ago, I made wild rice soup with that smoked turkey in it, and wow, is that good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, you know, whatever you do with the turkeys sure turns out really well. What are some of the biggest mistakes or issues you have sometimes with hunters bringing wild game in? Is it that
not keeping the meat cold?
Okay, so that's really the key out in the field.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, when you go hunting, if you just bring a cooler of ice with you to put in the cavity of the deer, and using the stick in the hind quarters to help keep the cavity opened up, really helps keep the meat cooled down. Where if you fold the deer together, it will hold all the heat inside, and some of the meat might spoil before it cools off.
Okay. So, Dory, why don't you go over again? What are your hours that you're open?
We're here weekdays from 8 till 5 and Saturdays from 8 till 2. During the deer season, Monday through Friday, you can bring deer in up until 7:30. I have my cell phone number listed on the door.
Okay.
And on Sundays, it'll be from noon until 6 p.m. But only if the after hours are only if the weather is above 50 degrees.
Yeah. Yep. And that makes sense. Now, the other part of your business, we've been mainly talking about, of course, the wild game. But your big part of your business is the domestic animals, I would assume.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit more, do you have meats available for sale right there at your store? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
All of that meat is USDA meat that we order in, and then we make the sausages and steaks and everything from the USDA meat. When people order beef from the local farmers or hogs, then we bring in the animal live and process it, and then they can pick it up after it's all done.
Okay.
And I will attest to, they have a delicious selection. When we want to grill out brats, it's always hard to choose which flavors to pick up.
Yes.
And great sticks and jerky and sausages. So if you haven't gone out to Denison Meat Locker and tried some of their products, I highly suggest doing it.
And you still run the monthly contest that you have, is that correct?
I do. Everyone can enter, and on the first of the month, the first customer that comes in the door draws the name of whoever wins the $25 gift certificate.
And Andy, I've been fortunate enough to have won a few of those.
Of course you have.
No, I enjoy that. Been able to spend that money there and stuff. I think the last one...
I don't know if anyone ever processes you. They're going to have to do something with that horseshoe you have.
No, but I wanted to mention that because that's a neat little contest you run there all the time, Dory.
Well, thanks.
So we have been talking with Dory Gregory, the owner of Denison Meat Locker, and you've been listening to Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 94.1 and 1080 AM. Dory, we're just about out of time there, but any last little information or suggestions for the hunters out there?
Well, just a reminder to call before dropping off your deer, because we do fill up quickly. And then just good luck hunting, and everyone be safe.
And I will put out the phone number there, and we'll put it in with our on our Facebook page. But the phone number is 507-645-8734. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Dory, we've come to the point in the show where Dave tries to make me feel stupid with some interesting facts and questions. So if you'd like to join us and play, we'd love to have you.
Hey, we've been talking about meat. So here's a few interesting facts about meat.
A few of Dave's interesting facts.
Dave's interesting facts, that's right. Well, as everyone knows, Father's Day is one of the biggest beef-eating days of the year in the U.S. Any idea how many pounds are consumed on Father's Day?
Really, Dave?
Folks, Andy is giving me this look.
How many pounds of meat on Father's Day of beef?
No, just of beef. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to narrow it down to make it a little bit easier for you.
I'm going to go with 7 million pounds.
Dory, you want to make a guess on this one?
4 million pounds.
Well, you're down there with Andy, really wrong. It's actually 80 million pounds of beef are consumed on Father's Day.
Oh, wait, worldwide? I was
no,
just
no,
doing...
no. U.S.
Oh, I was doing Minnesota.
Oh. Okay, now here's an easier one.
Uh-huh.
Just in case you ever get some reindeer meat, you really should avoid any reindeer meat taken from Finland. Do you know why?
I don't, but I've eaten reindeer in Finland before.
You shouldn't do that.
Uh-oh. Because of chronic wasting disease.
Nope.
Okay.
Dory, you want to make a guess?
I don't know.
There's still issues with radiation contamination from the 1980 Chernobyl nuclear disaster, and it's showing to this day up in the reindeer herds.
So that's what happened to me.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Oh, hey, we got just a... Here's just a couple more here. We're going to give Andy a second chance. Americans consume about how many ounces of meat per day? And what does that calculate into how many pounds of beef annually?
Wait, you said meat and then you said beef.
Oh, I'm sorry. Americans consume approximately how many ounces of beef per day?
I'm going to say...
This is an average.
8 ounces.
I think it's 8 ounces, yep.
You know, you guys aren't that far off. You know, it's 11 ounces, so that equates to 250 pounds of beef annually.
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
We finished strong there.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll take it one step further. The Japanese eat how many ounces of beef daily?
8.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay. I don't know if it would be more or less.
Lower?
Lower.
6?
No, they only average 2 ounces.
Wow.
And Americans eat 350 million hot dogs in an average week. So that equates to how big of a hot dog? This is a math one. So I'll read that again.
Wait, are you
an average Americans eat 350 million hot dogs per week. How big a hot dog would that be?
Are you talking by weight or?
No, dimensions.
Well, the length is going to depend on the thickness.
That's correct.
It's going to be 10 miles long.
No.
Okay, I give up.
Dory, we're running out of time. So
one hot dog, right?
Yes. That hot dog
like
is
going to... 6 inches long?
No, it's going to be 60 feet thick and the length of a soccer field.
All right.
Wow.
No, so if you would have done your math on an average size hot dog, that's what it'd come up with.
Oh, okay. Wow, Dave, you're reaching here. Well, Dory, thank you again for joining us, and best of luck with the deer hunting season here for you guys. And to our listeners, you definitely should look into Denison Meat Locker. It's a great business, and you will be happy with them. So thanks for joining us, Dory, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, that was Dory Gregory from Denison Meat Locker, and getting you all your information you need going into this year's deer hunting season. So that was a good show. We would like to remind you to tune in next Saturday, as always, to On Tap with Corey and Ira and learn about beer. So when you're done deer hunting, you can go home and have a beer. As always, the show will be archived on kymnradio.net and found under Northfield Outdoors. Thanks to Hayes for updating the Northfield Outdoors Facebook page, and to Professional Pride Realty for sponsoring Northfield Outdoors. And always, until next time.
Hey, folks, get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Northfield Outdoors with Dave Vesladol and Andy Behem, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. Join Dave and Andy every other Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on 95 The One, or streaming at kymnradio.net.